This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Fine Dining Podcast. Caroline, do you like to dine finely?
I do, because it rhymes with my name.
Caroline, dine fine, drinking water, drinking wine.
With Diane Feinstein.
With Diane Feinstein. RIP. Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good, which, if you listen to this podcast, you're very familiar with the concept.
With a 5 out of 10 experience.
And bad may be becoming good, as God saves us. Recently, featured guests include Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs could fit in their mouths. And today, his IHOP episode dropped. So right now, head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast and click Bee's Giveaway to enter for an all-expenses-paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Caroline, who would you take?
Oh my gosh, if I got a table for four at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Obviously, love of my life, Nathan, gonna be there.
My fingers are crossing.
Who likes chain restaurants?
Oh, I'm getting a nosebleed.
Oh, probably my friend Jeremy.
Oh,
okay.
I know him.
That leaves one more. Let me ask you a question,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah.
If you were gonna order an Applebee's right now, what would you get?
I'll get a fried onion if they had it.
All right, you're in.
Okay.
As long as we can share.
Hell yeah. Listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. That's linktree.com/finediningpodcast.
Baseball player. Ugh. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Brene Clown.
Brene Clown. Now that's
vulnerability is hard. Okay.
That's funny, guys.
It's good. Thank
you. Brene Clown.
We listen to Jesus is King. And we're gonna talk about it today on Good Christian Fun.
You disgusting little pig.
Throbbing giant dog.
Are you familiar with, like, Calvinism as a concept?
No, it can't all be me.
I'm popping pussy every day.
White women are notoriously shifty and confused. Okay, I stand by that.
I like that. Well, say, and confuse, you stutter. And confused. Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm being bullied and I'm Caroline.
That's not true.
They're all me.
Am I a Christian bully? I'll put one of mine in there.
Put
where
one
I'm
of
like,
yours in there.
I'm making a stupid
point.
It's like
a perfect sentence.
Hello there. I'm an ally. It's my drop. I'm Kevin. She's Caroline. We're here to have Good Christian Fun. Blah, blah, blah. Good Christian Fun's the podcast where we talk about Christian pop culture, movies, music, entertainment. But we're not here to make you go to church or to proselytize to you or to make fun of your beliefs. We're just here to have fun. It's your choice. We are...
Pro-choice?
We are in favor of you choosing faith-wise.
Very good.
It's a very special episode. We got two very special guests. We have to introduce them immediately. This
Absolutely.
Is coming out fresh off the heels, just 12 days after the release of the eponymous Jesus is King by Kanye West.
Listen, you all demanded it. You tweeted. You called me. You called my mom.
Some people did.
And we heard your voices, and we are excited to talk about this.
This is like an apology from a corporation. You talked to us, and we listened.
We listened, and we're sorry.
And we're sorry. Yeah, that was Papa John's.
Yes,
after
yes,
he said right. the N-word on a conference call.
Yeah, we all heard that.
Woo! But let's introduce our very special guest right now. Ladies and friends, together. We call them A and A. I think they're fan favorites of the podcast. I hope you agree. Folks, give it up for Ashley Hairston and Alyssa Sabo! It was a chore to get it wrangled down so we could start because we were having so much fun.
We're having so much fun. It's gonna be a good vibe, yeah.
Early in the morning.
It's like, what?
I couldn't have said it better myself.
And that's a drop.
It's like what? No, that'd be mean. I'm not gonna make a drop of that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you ought to.
I like being bullied.
Go do a TED Talk, Brene Clown.
Brene Clown. How dare you say Brene Clown like it's yours?
Why? It's ours. Oh.
Welcome, guys, to our fight show.
Welcome, guys, to our fight show.
God.
Okay, that's my last one. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
Welcome.
We have fun.
Here.
We love each other. And we love you guys, too. And we're so happy to host you and have you.
Thanks so much.
Does this just feel like a game night now? You know what I mean?
Where it's game
like,
morning?
Yeah, game morning. This is a.
It's 4 a.m., guys.
It's not a Sunday service. It's a Saturday service that we're doing right now.
Oh yeah.
But like coming over now that we're all somewhat integrated into each other's lives,
yeah,
does it feel like a chore, like this is part of my career and I have to be on the show now? Or is, like, or is it
yes,
like
is part of my career?
Well, I don't know, because no, people have some.
I drive over and, you know, the listeners can't see me, but I've got a big steering
big
wheel.
Wheel.
She's got a big smile.
19 wheeler.
Big steering wheel. I'm just, I'm so excited to see my
Your
mommy.
Clown car is like extra large. It's like a small
one. Yeah. I'm like, Hong Kong coming through.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Boy.
And I'm happy to be here because I manifested this, you know.
You did. Yeah.
I told you before, and it's happening, so this is very serious to me.
Cool. Wait, you manifested talking about Jesus is King coming back for a second round.
round. Yeah.
That feels really
good. Oh, wait, again. You did?
I manifested to come on, and then I manifested to come back.
That's right.
And now I'm here.
I remember you talking about that. That's
wait,
really
you
cool.
manifested to come on? Wasn't I the link?
Yeah, you were.
Wow.
I know.
You're part of God's plan?
I'm part of God's plan.
God's plan.
You're part of Manifest Destiny.
Oh, that's Drake. That's a Drake song.
God's plan.
We're out of Carmania 2019. We spent good all of October. God. Talking about
we danced
Carmen.
With the devil for a straight month.
And we liked it, is the crazy thing. But I do think it's a beautiful bridge from Carmen into Kanye, mm-hmm. In that he did, Carmen, the Christian word artist, did write a long Instagram in celebration.
Are you going to read some of that?
Kanye's new... I'll read a little bit. It's too long, but I'll read a little bit of it.
Oh,
in
gosh.
The 80s, I did not cross over into pop music as many of my CCM peers were doing. He spells we're doing W-H-E-R-E. when asked by people in the press, I just said because I'm radically saved. Well, the phrase stuck. Big time. I even named my next record and tour radically saved. Scroll forward 30 years and Kanye West is quoted in the Daily Wire that he's been radically saved.
Oh my God.
And another Christian outlet that about 5 weeks ago, I got radically saved. Now Kanye only wants to do Christian music. I don't know Kanye, but I do know his music. And it's world class.
Oh, wow.
This would be like George W. Bush campaigning for the next Republican nominee. Where it's like, oh, we're good, we're good. I'd love to talk to him and find out how serious he is. But till that happens, what do you all think? Is he sincere? Is it a publicity move?
Yeah.
Did God really do a work? Is the Lord trying to say something to all of us? I'm not sure what to think. I'd love to know what believers and non-believers' opinions are. So please forward this to as many friends as you have, in all caps.
Just ask for comments.
Sound off in the comments.
And I'll give you a daily update on the saga of Kanye, Carmen, and getting radically saved.
Wow.
Whoa.
Has he updated since?
Nope.
Carmen, can't make those promises to me. I truly love the idea of being like, oh, I have to sit down with him to get a real read on what's
happening.
This will
be the Frost Nixon
like,
of
he's
our gotta time.
Get a meeting with Kanye just to talk about whether he's safe.
Well, we'll start with that. Do you think he's sincere?
I'll let you guys go too, but I am very conflicted about how to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thinking about it a lot because I don't want to be like a Carmen who's like, I'm the gatekeeper for Christianity and I'm going to decide whether Kanye is doing this for whatever. I'm like, Everybody wants to feel good. Uh-huh. For some people, that's Christianity. And I think that's fine. Like, if Kanye is like, I'm a Christian, I'm like, yes, you're a Christian. That's fine. Like, mm-hmm. I don't need to, like, parse through and read what you're doing.
Right.
But I do think, like, his other beliefs are totally up for debate. Like, if he is a super prosperity gospel capitalist Christian, I can talk about that. Or if he's like just being weird, then I can talk about that.
Yeah. And I guess that gets to not the question of is he sincere or not, or it's just like whether that belief sucks or not.
Yes.
But as far as sincerity goes, because this has been like a common mm-hmm. part of the discourse, is like, is he for real? I don't think he's incapable at this point in his life of not being sincere.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I think he's absolutely sincere.
Yeah, I think he is too.
I do too. I think like, just, you know, looking at the course of events that have unfolded in his life, this makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. You know, for someone to go through this sort of like up and down, tumultuous, like just totally. Experience and like having a meltdown and then like, you know, like going to the mental health. Didn't he like go and like, wasn't he like?
Yeah, he had a bipolar breakdown last year.
Yeah.
And then he went, he checked into like a mental health facility.
Yeah.
And then that's when he got out and he was like, slavery was a choice.
Right.
And all that stuff.
Yeah,
and,
But even like his first song or like, you know, like Jesus Walks. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like when I listened to the album, I was like, oh, this just is like if Jesus Walks was like, the whole album. Too shocked.
This isn't like any new.
Yeah.
Like he's had Christian roots all this time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's ever like denied that. I think he just throws in a lot of like other curveballs with it.
Absolutely.
So it makes sense.
Yeah.
I think it is interesting how radical he is, to take a word from Carmen though.
Radical.
That he is about it now. And like I don't know if you guys listen to any of like his sermons that he does in between songs.
Have I?
Yeah.
I try to withhold from sharing every Sunday. Okay, I'm like, I don't want to seem obsessed.
You were tuning in every
watching.
Sunday, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I find them very interesting. Here's my thing.
Yeah, tell me.
I feel conflicted because I saw him perform. College Dropout.
Oh, wow.
Like in 2004 or 2005?
Yeah, in college. Wow. He came to our school, Howard University, and performed as a like brand new performer.
Oh,
and
cool.
was literally booed off stage.
Why? Oh, my gosh.
Just because Howard is like
people
very
didn't like
tough.
Him? Oh.
Yeah, they were just like, if you're not coming with hardcore, you know?
Whoa.
Like, because like people like Jay-Z come to Homecoming and like
Dang.
P. Diddy
right.
back
Oh, my
then,
gosh.
You know, like,
oh, this
big
was huge
Wait, what year
deal.
Is this? Yeah, okay.
This was my freshman year of college.
That's crazy.
Which, whatever that means.
That's fine. No need to do that.
Oh, well, yeah, no.
I'm looking up here. It's definitely 2004.
Well, it's definitely,
yeah. No, I was just wondering, like, yeah, it was like 1985.
It was when College Dropout, came in,
Wait, so did you see when he took this show to Howard again? And like,
well, so no, yeah, I watched it live on Facebook. I watched the whole, it was an hour long, like, performance, you know, with a sermon involved. So, like, watching that was very just like, oh, wow, to see this person, like, everything he does is radical, you know, like, it made me think, like, just seeing that, and then the fact that he's still here and like still performing and still with like such intensity and such a vision, you know, like, and then his albums, all of his music videos, like to the fashion shows, remember those guys?
Oh my gosh.
When like he first started his like
models
clothing
like passing
line
out
models passing out because they were standing still like statues for hours, and like people had to be like bust in to watch.
Kim's just like, get it together, you guys.
Honestly, probably
you guys.
She's
like, get it together.
So
get it together.
But you're like a long, actual long time fan.
I feel like I've seen this person transform. Like,
it's like you know him.
I feel do.
Like,
I know
you feel that with artists you follow. This
and he
song.
Always has been like, you know, like the underdog. And like just hearing like that he gets booed off a stage, like I feel like I would always be like, oh, Kanye, are you really the underdog? You're cool. You're hot. Like,
right.
But then I'm like, oh, he is.
Oh, he
like he is the underdog.
Stage.
Well,
are you conflicted because you like have some reservations about this stage in his life, or because like you're just not even sure what?
Well, you know, I just am aware of like the opinions of him and like the things that. So here's the other part. We're both black. What? We're both Geminis.
Whoa, oh, Gemini, yeah, Gemini as well.
I'm Gemini.
We're all Geminis?
Yeah.
Two-Fate, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a Gemini.
Supposed to be like chatty.
My birthday's like 4 days before his.
Oh, yeah. See? June 9th is me.
June 3rd.
Yeah. June 4th.
Whoa.
You're June 4th?
He's June 8th, I think.
Ooh. Yeah.
Kanye's June 8th. Yeah.
And you're April.
I'm October, you POS. You were at my birthday party, Denise.
April.
I was way off. I know
really
it's
think April.
April. No, I know it's April.
How dare you?
Dang.
But next year, yeah. So it's not too much of a bummer, do like a triplicate birthday thing.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
That'd
with Kanye.
I would.
So
for Kanye.
We could do like a 5-day festival.
That'd be great.
Oh my God.
I love
ooh,
that.
To span.
Jesus is I'll queen.
Do. Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
You're not invited.
I know. Yeah. I just disqualified.
Like December
I DQ'd myself.
Jesus is a queen. Yes. Jesus says, yes, queen.
But yeah, so you feel like you know him. And yeah. So it's yeah. It's
can
a complicated.
Yes. Parts of him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But okay, like Alyssa was saying, I do think like there are some artists that exist in the mainstream or like in secular music that when they go Christian is like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
Like when Dylan started doing his gospel stuff in the 70s, it was baffling to most people. But this is more of a linear line from his first album to now. And actually, I do think you can track it from stuff like Jesus Walks, which is like so explicitly, and even then, kind of like the Sufjan beer drinking Christians were like, well, actually, Jesus Walks was a pretty gospel oriented.
Right. Oh, I mean, I remember listening to this in college and being like, Kanye's a Christian. I love him so much. I love this song. Even though there's swear words in this song, I will still like, I was very much.
Yeah.
So there's that. But then also on that same album, there's I'll Fly Away, which is a super old gospel standard.
Yeah.
He was raised with
in the
influence.
Church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Christian influence.
Yeah.
So there's
I love this song.
But I think the two the most recent tracks that kinda unlock why and where Kanye is now is Ultralight Beam from Life of Pablo, which is just straight up. And he said at the time, Life of Pablo is a gospel album. This is my gospel record. And this is explicitly, Kirk Franklin has a verse on here, and the choir is on here, and chants is on here.
Uh-huh.
Kirk Franklin basically does it. Shouts out to Kirk Franklin, by the way, who just recently boycotted the Dove Awards. Did you see that?
No.
Because in the last two times he gave an acceptance speech, he talked about police brutality, and then they edited it out of the broadcast.
Franklin, I like him.
I like him too. Yeah. I really do.
He's a good guy.
But then I think the one
edited him out. What loser!
I know. So
like Kirk Franklin.
And one last thing, ladies and gentlemen, Lauren Daigle.
His back is broken from carrying the Dove Award all those years, and they dare to edit
How
him
dare
out.
How you edit
just
him?
Gave me
chills. Sucks.
Yeah. That's so true.
Did you guys? Did you listen to Ye last year? The Wyoming Curio kind of EP.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't even know that happened.
So I know it was such a slight album, but there's one line on here that I think completely unlocks the Kanye of now. That one
I love. You're like a detective.
Yeah, a little bit. Cautious, Father, forgive me. I'm scared of the karma. Cause now I see women
as something to nurture, not something to conquer. Ooh. Wow.
Father of daughters.
Yeah.
Father of daughters.
Father of daughters.
That's it.
Having kids really changes people.
Yeah.
But for Kanye, he went through the revelation that a lot of evangelical men go through, which it's like, oh yeah, a woman's like a person.
She's like a mom, so but awful. Someone I know.
But a little mom.
a little mom.
Terrible.
And it is
sucks so bad.
Yeah.
And then you start seeing it in some of the interviews he was giving where it's like, I was making North. Is that her name?
Uh-huh. Yes.
I was making North put on makeup and wear blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to do that anymore. And so it's you see, it's such a complicated, obviously all this Kanye stuff is complicated because it's not just bipolar disorder, which is not something to make fun of, but it's also a limitless ego, totally independent of any bipolar disorder. It's also just an old guy in his 40s now. And it's also, you know what I mean?
He's
42 years old.
Four kids. He's a huge capitalist, rich person.
Yeah.
And so I think it's this perfect alchemy of ego, legitimate mental illness yes. stuff, and then yeah. rich person brain rot right. of like once yes. you have that yeah.
when you get
no one mansion
when you're so out of yeah. touch you get and actually like a very creative genius
yes very totally and like super creative. Talented artist yeah. which like if you're an artist like that just makes you psycho right. like in general
yeah, you know, yeah. like absolutely.
Hello
and then the loss of his mother too
oh my gosh yeah
factor that in that, and I feel like and especially when really you start to become like a family person you like you want that. Yeah
and then being married to like to in the Kardashian family the and they're so like public Ooh. In like in a weird way like I feel yeah. like they're not real like they cultivate it in yeah. the way they want
actually but, though I think I could go through all this and be fine
I'd be fine
I'd handle I'd it really
thrive.
Well
I would thrive I would thrive
Thrive.
Mentally, I would be a rock.
Maybe at a different age you would. But then also the thing that complicates it too and gives people skepticism about the sincerity is all the explicit MAGA stuff. Because even with Chris yeah. Pratt, it's like, oh, so, I think he's a Republican. Uh-huh. It seems pretty clear. But Kanye's like, I love President Trump. He's my best friend. Oh. I'm wearing the hat.
But I see, I feel like that was hit the other person talking.
Yeah.
But it's still him now.
Still, yeah. He's still
a pretty pro.
Okay, yeah. So
oh, okay.
I don't but know. Are they doing that so that Kim can ask favors from Trump to get people out of prison, which is good.
Oh,
but I don't know
about her yeah. new yeah. lawyer.
Actually, I never saw it that way. Kim's it's all lawyer. Fine. Actually,
I actually oh, agree. I agree yeah. with Prez Trump.
Everything Prez Trump Bush does is great.
I love Prez.
That's of course referring to a diary entry that we read of Alyssa's from middle school, which she said, "I love Prez Bush. Everything Prez Bush is doing, especially in Iraq, especially in Iraq."
Oh my God,
little warlord!
I love my Prez.
Just like a
my
little
Prez is gorgeous.
You are such a cute little fascist.
I was
Prez Bush, especially in Iraq.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so the two most substantive, just like for more like just like throat clearing runway in context of like what this album actually is, the two most substantive interviews he did you guys watch any of them? It was one with Zane Lowe on Beats One, mm-hmm. where Zane flew out to Wyoming and interviewed him for like 2 hours on his
wow.
ranch,
wow.
and then one with Big Boy, and then they're both on YouTube in their entirety, okay. but you definitely oh. get like more clue, and then he does like airpool karaoke with James Corden, which is an attack of the enemy for that to exist at all.
That's true.
although the choir, the Sunday service choir is so good.
They are oh, so
that they transcend
good.
Whatever the medium
Incredible.
Is.
I know. They're yeah. so good.
So they do like they do Jesus Walks and other song arrangements yeah, on the really plane, cool. and even with dumb potato James Corden like like nodding along and trying to sing and be like it's
potato.
Still good. His personality.
Wait, I want to remember the choir's name because they were a choir before Kanye, and I want to make sure
that it was like a collection of
it was
like
the Saturday Night
people.
Live band was the name.
No, I believe
you're thinking of Sister Act 2.
Oh gosh, no, I shouldn't. Oh, the samples. Lumpy. That's what they're
the
called.
The samples.
Yes. Yes,
I love that. And he kept them together. And
Jason
them
White
on.
Is the choir leader, and
he
Kanye,
rocks.
Yeah, came out and was like, "Hey, can you do a couple things for me?" And so he thought it was going to be like a 2 week gig or whatever,
wow.
and then it's like spread into like a year of working
Amazing.
With him.
And that's
so
cool.
It's like mostly his band and his choir and stuff, uh-huh. and he's like doing a lot of the arranging. So I want to make
wow.
sure he gets credit
mm-hmm.
and not
oh, I love
fully
that.
Kanye because I
well,
think
and
good.
Yeah. Did you end up seeing that short film in IMAX?
No, I didn't.
So
yeah.
there's a Jesus is King short film, like kind of like an avant-garde, mm-hmm. long
music
extended
video, yeah.
music video
mm-hmm.
uh-huh. that they shot in the compound that they built wherever that thing is.
That dome thing?
Yeah,
like
the dome thing.
Art, yeah, art piece.
And it is
Billy McFarland was a part of it.
Really?
Yeah, and everyone got to go. And the sandwiches were tomatoes and lettuce.
Like he was like, "Yeah, we're gonna get a belt."
It's actually so the film. We'll get to the album. But if the album was more like the film, because the film is so like austere and spare and moving.
Ew.
Like one of the songs, it's just focusing on one of the choir members' faces. And Kanye is like barely in the film too.
Wow.
He does. What's the?
Wait, did you go see it?
Yes.
Oh, without me?
Is
once
it
during
no
the
longer?
Day, I knew you couldn't see it, and I couldn't any other time
and
tonight
I
before.
It.
No, and I
I'm kidding.
I couldn't. It's okay. I just see The Irishman and then say, "I wish it was 30 minutes
yeah,
shorter."
We couldn't have missed that, so I'm glad that happened.
I repeated that, but the, and the, he does an arrangement of the song that's about his mother. Is it Streetlights? Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
I don't know. The one about his mother.
The Streetlights song.
Fudge.
Streetlights, Kanye. Kind of anyway, the film is so beautiful because the choir is just front and center, and it's just like their showmanship. Yeah, it's Streetlights from 808s and Heartbreaks.
Gosh, they're so good.
But I did watch those big interviews.
Oh, yeah. What were the big takeaways from that?
Well, I put together some big takeaways from that. And I think it's worth us. And it's kind of long, and we can like pause it whenever we need to just like understand what we just watched. But this is like a little mashup of some Christianese that Kanye is like fluent in conversing. Again,
oh, wow.
I can't stress enough how sincere I think he truly is.
Yes.
And he
think he is. And I have like my friends that are still Christians have been posting like, what a beautiful work God has done. I cannot stop saying.
Well,
and I'm like, okay, like, sure. Yeah.
That's the complication of it.
That's where it gets weird.
He's like offering himself.
When people co-opt it too. And are like,
and now people
Kanye's
are like, yeah.
Our Christian. Yeah.
Well, for a lot of conservatives, he's like one of the black people they like now.
Yeah, but
it's like Colin Powell, Condra Rice.
But then even like.
I love Condra Rice. Like,
in his one song, he was like, Christians are going to judge me the most. And I was like, well, not the ones I know. They're really awful.
He's like an avatar. Okay, so here's just a little bit of his interviews with Zayn and Big Boi. And by the way, big shouts out to Zayn and Big Boi, especially Zayn, at being so good at interviewing this person. Like, these are like professional broadcasters and like adult men who are both patient and like know what good tape is and what good audio is, but at the same time are like, it's like trying to get a kid to eat their vegetables
to
get
them like
a complete thought
and
out
then,
of
it. But not make it look like you're doing that. And
so here's some of the most salient Christianese.
And then I had to let go and just let God and put it back in his hands.
I'm no longer a slave. I'm a son now, a son of God. When you're not serving God, you're serving everyone else.
I love Jesus Christ. I love Christianity.
Oh my God.
I love the Sistine Chapel.
I love the Sistine Chapel.
Wait, what?
I love the Sistine Chapel.
He brought up the Sistine Chapel on some other thing I was listening to.
He
honestly,
really
it's gorgeous, and I love it.
I mean, to be fair,
it's making a comeback.
Underrated.
It's the most underrated chapel.
We'll talk about it enough. It's
oh
really
my gosh,
good.
Most underrated chapel.
Oh my God.
Christian innovator.
I fear and love God.
God is using me to show off, I believe.
You talking to somebody right now that only fears God and Jesus has won the victory, bro.
Some people drown themselves in drugs, and I drown myself in my addiction.
Mm.
Watch it.
Which was what?
Sex.
Mm.
What?
Oh my God.
What? Wait, what? Pause.
So he's...
What's going on?
Wait a second. Okay, so a part of that interview was he said, I found a Playboy when I was 5 and I've been addicted to pornography ever since.
Oh,
so again,
boy.
It's one of the stock-like male
so
testimony things of like, I'm addicted to porn and I love jerking it.
Oh, wow.
So
if you look at porn, you're addicted.
If you look at it, you're addicted.
He's made it a part of his thing.
Oh, goodness.
I told you I'm only afraid of God. I'm only afraid of my daddy, God.
We can just feel a little bit of what Jesus felt when we suffer. But social media makes me suffer.
Mm.
Social media doing more to hurt families than it is to help families. And families are the key to health.
Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon.
Okay.
That's so conservative.
He's a 42-year-old man.
Like, family is the bedrock of everything. And all that.
Well, also, I would just say to defend him, I think like losing his mom, it makes sense to me why he would want to get with like Kim, because that's like a family, you know what I mean? Like, because I can't imagine like losing my mom, then I would too be like, you need your family because they are everything. But also you know what I mean? Like, I think that plays into that.
Absolutely.
I think. But
what
it
do you
is
think, Ashley?
Yeah, I think he's definitely like filling a void with Kim and with
I know you have to wonder what his career would have been like if his mom was still living.
Right.
I know,
because it was such a tragic
I always
it wasn't like
I always wonder that.
I think about that a lot.
Very sad.
And he looked at his entire kingdom and said, I did this. And God said, oh, for real, you did this? Sounds kind of similar, right? I'm standing on the tip of the mountain talking about Jesus.
I work for Christ.
Oh. I think and feel differently now. Now that I am Christian,
I let Jesus take the wheel. The truth is right here in the Word.
My job is to spread the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Man, I mean, dressing people in all white all the time, well, it's kind of cultish. You know what I'm saying? But that was just a...
God is funny. Through the good times and through the suffering, I praise God.
What do you want us to get from Jesus as King?
The title right there. The fact that everyone says that.
I experience the blessings and also experience the lessons.
I went from Jesus walks to...
That's like this. It's like if I was in an interview, these are like things I would accidentally say. And I didn't know. Like, yeah, put it on loop. Jesus. I learned the lessons.
But you have to understand, like, he is. Well, actually, he'll talk about it later, I think.
You're such a fucking hoe. I love it. Oh, I bet you the devil was happy on that day.
What?
And where that record went, straight to what? Number one. Quick.
Which one?
Everything that I do.
Jesus walks.
Is or for no, the one that's you're such an effing. Yeah.
That song.
Yeah, he said, I went from Jesus walks to that.
So now, I bet you. This is an interesting ripple, too. Oh, like, he's now turning his back on his whole, like, old discography, too.
Oh, my God.
And a lot of it he's turning his back on, like, the misogyny.
Oh, I have some clips in that.
That was in it, which is, like, good.
I know, that's what makes it so complex.
It's, like, complicated because I'm also like, but that's. Yeah.
Massage is bad because I have a daughter. It's
Yeah. Kind
of. But also it's like, I'm like, whatever it takes you to get there, I'm also like, good.
Yeah.
Keep going, you know?
But that's, I feel like, why we can't like, I don't know. Then I'm just like, Kanye's Kanye. He's just gonna be Kanye and like whatever. Like we can't
we should worry about putting bumpers on him.
Yeah, or like look to artists for
exactly. You know. And that's the thing. Like with everybody being like Kanye is now our leader. You know, it's like well, no, like just let him be an artist.
You
know what I mean? Like so, even when he's talking about misogyny, don't look at that as like what gospel and what he's doing now.
Yeah.
Just you know what I mean? Like he's a he's not a pastor.
Yeah.
No, but he wants.
But even pastors, we shouldn't even.
Don't trust it.
We shouldn't even be looking to like pastors though for stuff.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Because they're all
monster people.
I don't know.
Shouts out to our second service this week.
That was a good word. Yeah. F you, Corey. You're great, Corey. But yeah, that was another thing I was thinking about when I was also like thinking through how do we talk about Kanye now and like his Christianity. The other part of it that I was thinking of was like, yeah, just use your discernment. Like.
Yeah.
I think we can trust people to parse through Kanye being just Kanye strange and then Kanye being sincere and maybe even Kanye being helpful and like pushing forward a good thing.
Right.
I think people know the difference.
I like there's a lot of songs on his album that I was like, wow, I like that this is speaking to me. You know what I mean? But I wasn't like, that's it. All right.
Church of
Well, yeah, no, we always want to advocate for discernment with all this stuff, because I think the easy take now is like, oh, he's pro-Trump, so I don't even have to engage with any of this stuff. And it's like, I can just dismiss it wholesale, which is absolutely your right to do. And like, who cares if you do that?
Sure.
But I think it is more interesting to be like, what's actually going on here?
Yeah,
I agree.
Does he endorse Trump?
And the reason why he probably endorses Trump is because, like, I don't even know if he probably even knows all the stuff that Trump, like, says, but I think he sees Trump as like someone that a lot of people hate, and he's like, that's how I am.
Yeah,
a lot of people hate me. So
that's out of what he said.
I think, that's I don't think he even really probably knows what Trump is saying. Like, I really don't. You know what I mean?
Cares
like,
that much.
I think he's just like, you know, he sees that everybody's like, fuck Trump, like, and then he's like, that's how I feel. I'm gonna support him. Like, I don't know though.
Here's some more Christianese,
even designing a shoe for the church. I started giving myself 2 curses a day. Like it was a video game. Like, now people say, you know, God doesn't have a scorecard. I gave myself a Christian scorecard.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, today, I was like, I hit an 80. Yeah. I was a 90. I hit a 90. And at certain times I get on the phone with somebody, I'd be like, man, they about to lower my Christian scorecard.
Like an Uber rating.
You know, say if I slip up and look at something pornographic online. You know, if this is incorrect. This ego and arrogance has me thinking, oh, it's because I did that thing.
Right.
And then I instantly.
Correlation.
Yeah, I try to correlate it, but that's not God. God doesn't work like that. And we don't know how God works. But I'll go and be repentant. I'm sorry for loading up that interracial.
Would you say you probably may never do another one of those songs again live?
It ain't even a probably. Like, no, oh, we can play that beat.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm just adjusting. Even when I do Jesus Walks, I say, we ain't trying to turn atheists into believers. Now I say, we are turning atheists into believers.
You're such a lovely God. I love you. It's like when George Lucas took the old songs.
Right.
I mean, the old clips.
There's a church in the wild. Yeah.
Right. Sometimes he's so delightful. And I'm like, stay there.
I think he's funny. I think he's actually funny. And though, but the stuff that I laugh at, and I don't mean this in a condescending way.
It's like me about Emma Stone. She's actually super funny.
Actually, she's really hilarious. In addition to having a symmetrical face.
Literally. So I had some things where theories, recent converts, they go in and, you know, we're a lot of times the most fire and brimstone, the most judgmental.
Yeah. Absolutely. Talk about the idea of sin and repenting.
This time was where I was asking people to not have premarital sex while they were working on the album.
Mm-hmm. I have love and fear of God.
Whoa. Kevin, your edit.
I need to repent more. When people have their own relationship with Christ, a lot of times, I got my own relationship with Jesus. It's because they know they are dealing with sins that they don't want to have to repent for. Paradise.
Wait, can we
or
pause
Fahrenheit.
Is he saying that people that work for him, he's telling them they are not allowed to have premarital sex?
During the making of Jesus is King, he said prayer and fasting, and then also for a time, don't have premarital sex.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Oh,
it's just interesting that he's like, it's like, yeah, he had sex his whole life.
And now.
Do you know?
All the time. And then now that he is married, and that he's telling people not to do that.
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
That's wild.
That's just like.
And slipping
really
up along the way.
Yeah. Say if I slip up and look at an interracial. So there's a great writer. His name's Femi Olutade, I think is how you pronounce his name, from the Dissect podcast. And he went on a Christianity Today podcast, and they did a podcast on Dissect, all about Jesus is King. And he broke down so many of the different angles, and he's like super scholarly with this stuff.
Okay.
And one of the narratives he mentioned was Nebuchadnezzar stuff, and especially the way Christian culture is looking at Kanye in the same way they looked at Mike Pence and Trump and all that stuff, where it's like, imperfect, but we can use this. But he said another analog would be the Apostle Paul, the Saul to Paul conversion, where it's like, Paul's an asshole in the New Testament. He's like too much, and he's too legalistic, and he's too intense. A recent convert like Kanye. So like, that's a helpful, I think, paradigm to unlock a lot of like his attitude with this stuff.
Yeah.
Talking about Fahrenheit or paradise.
Yeah.
He even gets, go ahead.
And I was reading something else that he has some sort of pastor who's kind of being with him right now and helping him. And it's unclear how involved this
is. It's a Calvinist pastor.
Yes, and he's really Calvinist, and he's white, and he's super conservative. And he's claiming it's I've been sitting with Kanye and I've been sorting through it all with him. I don't know how much that's true.
Is it John Piper?
I wasn't going to say.
Oh my gosh.
But it's kind of like a guy like that. And
yeah,
I think
guys are
I think
so
that's
sexist.
Part of what we're hearing too is he, in his sincere quest to I think get back to the Christianity that he wants to be in and find the right way to do this.
Yeah.
That's why all this legalistic stuff is coming out that is about protect your daughters and also don't have sex and women are wives and daughters and also I can't look at porn or cuss anymore or those kind of things. That seem so incongruous with the rest of everything that he is.
Right.
Which is a more creative, find your way as you go, unflawed kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm a good person. Okay. That's what you're going to say you get to the gates. But I'm a good person. Oh, take your, go on down there with that.
That sucks.
You did not accept Jesus, but I'm a good person. And
he didn't.
That's a sermon.
He didn't read Rob Bell.
Someone just needs to give him a rap bell book and like the whole album.
Can you imagine the chaos if like Kanye goes on Liturgist or something? I won't want to be alive anymore.
Purity culture.
Joshua Harris, are you kidding me, bro?
And then I'm like, Kanye is the Christian leader we need right now.
Just like an avatar.
Now, dissing good people. Now, obviously, there's some Christians that's bad people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, real meme. I had an auntie that was real mean. Just made me hate church. You know what I'm saying? I ain't want to be nowhere near it. Not everybody going to make it across the gates.
Equally yoked.
But I'm working for my dad.
Is there a desire ultimately to convert? To convert people through this process?
It's not a desire. It's my only mission and calling is Whoa. To spread the gospel.
Okay.
He is the most intense person in the world.
That's what's so funny. Ooh, and just like, that's what I'm saying. He can't, people are like, it's calculated or he's like trying to win back goodwill after trying. It's like, I don't think he can calculate like that. You know what I mean?
Wow.
This is not
so interesting. But
not like that. I mean,
I am like,
not
so
with like PR stuff where it's like, oh, what's the solution? Lean into the Christianity thing. That's going real
go
well.
Go harder.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's so counterintuitive.
I wonder, like, what's going to happen with, like, Kim in the long run.
Oh, I'm
am I
so
thinking too much about Kim?
Glad you brought this up. No, I am also thinking
I just,
about
Kim. Because I am so curious, like, what is like, you know what I mean? Because she is, like, I can't, I mean, I don't know.
Because the like, brand of Christianity that I see Kim and mm-hmm. like the Kardashians do mm-hmm. is very like, we're Christian, but like right. it's like, kind of like pray to God for and we're blessed if we have money and yeah. that kind of stuff. It's like it's light,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
And this is like really hard line yeah. intense stuff.
Yeah. I'm desiring God, bro.
And Kim has always, well, the whole
She's
family has also had
along.
This weird thing of like, we're the world's sluttiest, like, whatever, it's good, we embrace it. And uh-huh. also, like, family is everything, right? And women should be wives. Like, that's the dichotomy yeah. they all operate yeah. on.
So weirdly,
I'm curious, like, how they fit together, you know?
Yeah.
They might just be running two independent companies out of the same office space. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's yeah. I feel like she's also just like, Absolutely. Keep it up. And then like, don't.
Yeah.
Right.
Make
and especially
me.
When there's yeah. clips of like, it hurts my soul when you dress like that. It's like, well, I don't, this isn't
Wait,
great.
Wait, really? That's a thing?
That
a
yeah,
thing?
That was on
He's
Keeping
like,
Up,
wants
right?
Her to, he wants her to dress more modestly.
But he dresses her.
On.
He dresses her, though. Like,
there's no way.
Well, I, like, do you know what I mean, though? Yeah. Like, I have a friend who's, like, obsessed with Kanye. Like, she literally is obsessed with him. Mm-hmm. And, like, we got into this thing because I was like, and she like hates Beyonce. Like she loves Kanye. I don't know. It was just like not that like she but she was just like to me like and I and so we were I was talking about it with her and she was like, no, like Kim is his like muse and like
right.
his everything and like, you know, but he's an artist and Kim is the ultimate sculpture.
Right.
Like
yeah.
So and I was yeah. like, that's interesting. That's an interesting take for
I sure. mean it's not a good thing it's, probably
yeah
but it's
it is
like
kind
I think
of,
that's what they how they work
yeah
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 and I remember him saying even when they got married like she's a dream girl and so Ugh. Like she should have a dream world and like gave her those things
yeah
which seems
yeah.
very like disconnected from her as like a human Ugh. being,
and
know?
He loves being married too. He talks in these interviews
I think
about
he adores her
yeah, yeah.
It'll be interesting though uh-huh. when he starts to hear about like Proverbs 31 like and he's like you need to be
woman
a
of valor huh?
you need to be a Proverbs 31 like wife
yeah
do you know what I mean like uh-huh. it'll be interesting I don't know
I know yeah.
but also he can't change her
it's messy
I think the other piece but, about mm-hmm. this too that I don't know how much I could speak on but like she's not black and a lot right. of I think his like world too is like he talks about getting people out of slavery still, you know, mm-hmm. and how black people are incarcerated right. and all yeah, this stuff. Yeah. And like, I think she can engage with that on some level.
Yeah.
But I don't think she has like his roots or his Maybe. History
oh,
and stuff.
Absolutely not.
So I don't know how much she can even like be fully a part of that world
so
with him.
Do you think that's part of like why she's gone into trying to become a lawyer.
I was thinking about that, of like, that's probably out that's of all these cool. conversations she'd had with him, where he's like explaining like systemic racism or whatever.
And she's like, I'm gonna be a lawyer.
I know. Well, and I think that's Kim's thing of like, okay, if there's a problem, we have to fix it.
Yeah.
And so that's, I think she's just cool, like,
kind of like that a lot.
I mean, whatever gets you there. Again, like, yeah, I'm pretty agnostic about
it. Now Kanye is gonna be like Googling like interracial porn lawyer.
Lawyer porn. Well, you gotta imagine there's a lot based on them. Like, that there's a lot of like Kim, Kanye cosplay stuff. I didn't want to play. Probably, I don't know. Alyssa.
Is there a note?
delete bookmark.
Don't clear history.
I did want to play this, speaking to the political aspect of this faith now.
People are connected to the idea of service of Christ. This is the Bible Belt. This is America. This is where we are free to worship Jesus in the open.
He sounds like my grandfather.
Yeah.
Thugs in the 80s, taking the fathers out the home, Plan B, lowering our votes, making us abort our children. God should not kill. As soon as I said, close on Sunday, just like Chick-fil-A, there was LGBTQ articles saying they need to boycott my company. I said George Bush don't care about black people. As soon as I wore a red hat, I'm a coon. You can't do enough for nobody out here. So how about it? I stop.
Yeah. So what Kanye's railing against in this moment is consequences to stuff you say.
To say things you've done.
You can't do nothing.
For the greatest artists in human existence.
He's talking about himself.
To put a red hat on was like God's practical joke on all liberals.
Right.
Like, yeah.
And that's why it hurts.
Not Kanye!
And that's why it hurts so much. It hurts so many, it hurt people a lot, you know, because
the same people that are telling you.
Oh, sorry, you can watch it later. He does say, you know what, because Kanye keeps saying, because liberals do this, and he's like, no, man, fans said that.
Uh-huh.
And it was such a succinct reframing of his false dichotomy. I was very impressed with Zayn.
Kanye's like straw man of like, I just have enemies. He's like, no, these were the people that loved you.
Yeah. He's becoming like an edgelord on Reddit or something.
Edgelord.
You will vote for, those people will be soon to take Jesus out to school. Those people will be soon to remove Jesus, period, from America. Which is the Bible Belt. Those people will be so.
It sounds like me in high school.
Press Bush.
Wake up, Mr. West. Wake up, culture.
Oh, look right into the barrel. Camera. Sometimes.
Wake up.
You know, I don't want to like harpoon this whole episode, but.
But who cares?
The more we talk about it, the more I'm also like, I'm kind of tired of like. Men who are just saying nonsense, and
just
we're
give
supposed
me
to be
30
like,
more minutes.
Where could we, you know, how do we make sense? Too. Yeah, like he's just a Rubik's cube that we need to solve. I'm like, no, he's just saying nonsense sometimes. But like, some of it doesn't work, and like that's just it. And how much time can I spend like parsing through and like figuring him out?
45 minutes so far,
and there it is. I've learned my limit is 45 minutes.
I get that. Wait, do you think we should apply the same ethic to similarly nonsense spewing women or just to nobody?
Yeah, no, nonsense spewing women as well. But I don't know. I think like sometimes it just feels like men like Kanye West get, well, you know, for good reason, but they get a lot of like time to think about what they mean when I don't know if he's fully coherent on himself.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No.
No. I mean, and this is all like, if he was just some guy who was still living in Chicago and he was just like had a YouTube channel and didn't make a dent in the culture.
Yeah.
But it's almost like a chicken or the egg of the
I guess because he came important and then we had to like reconcile that.
When you have leaders of the free world and then like your mom and grandma or whoever being like, well, Kanye actually understands. Like,
Can't you be like Kanye?
Thanksgiving conversations have really changed in the last couple of years. Honey, why can't you be a college dropout of sorts? The college being the secular world.
Love Lockdown. Still my favorite song.
It's good. It's a good song.
All right, well, let's take a break on that note of vanity, vanity, all its vanity. Let's take a break, and then we'll be right back, and we'll talk about the album when we come right back on Good Christian Fun. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, Caroline, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How is your social battery right now? Are you feeling drained? Do you got a lot of energy right now? Where are you at with things as we speak today?
Well, you know, when you're pregnant, famously, your social battery is endless, actually, because you're powered by a baby battery.
It's like someone slaps a mag charger onto your phone.
Exactly.
And you can go for like 24 hours more.
I am the U.S. Marines of taking down social situations. I feel incredible all the time. So yeah, that's where I'm at. What about you?
Wow. Well, I'm feeling a little drained. And sometimes it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, which is maybe the zone I'm in right now. Mm. And for me, spreading myself too thin is like going to a lot of like Garfield events recently that have been happening over town.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The new movie coming out.
You get so excited about those. You got to spread those out a little more.
I know. And I need to really protect my energy and stuff. But, you know, it's worth asking ourselves, what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need a little me time, a little alone, introverted time. But either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So things like tuning into yourself, feeling and understanding what you want and need yourself, and then being able to communicate that to those around you, and then most especially to yourself.
Well, if you can't get pregnant immediately, that sounds like a pretty good solution as a backup.
And again, I think I might have even said this before. If I could get pregnant, I would, just to understand what it's like to have even like boundless energy that
right.
can kind of propel me into
to feel
like,
as incredible as to, you could feel.
To exercise more, mm-hmm. to be working out like 3 hours a day.
Exactly.
Working 9 hours a day on top of that. And then
good
going,
brain.
Going out 2 hours. Yes, such a good brain on top of that. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the first person you get, don't worry, there's another one on the docket. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GoodChristianFun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
10%?
.com/GoodChristianFun. You got some thoughts on that 10%?
That's a good deal.
It is.
The
I agree.
First month?
And especially because 10% is where I'm feeling my battery is right now. That's BetterHelp.com/GoodChristianFun.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time to dive back into the topic.
Come on, let's go.
Jesus is King of Queens, Kevin James. Starts with Every Hour. Well, because this album was supposed to come out like 3 weeks ago, and it got delayed. Mm. Oh, Carolyn's into it.
I was like, what am I listening to here? That's how it sounds.
This was a nice palate cleanser from like the messiness of Ye and Pablo. We're like, this is so pristine.
Musically, like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good arrangement.
So it's like, don't worry, I'm still good.
I love this choir.
Yeah.
Here's the other funny thing I've noticed in a lot of like, honestly, like white reaction, like the people probably that you saw on Facebook or Instagram posting.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like Kanye is actually doing something, blah, blah, blah. It is so, and even maybe more so than people who listen to Lecrae or people in Christian hip hop. Mm-hmm. I think for some people that you're going to find in your feeds and in reactions, it'll be their first exposure to gospel.
Yeah.
Of any
yeah.
sort. Where it's like, yeah, Fred Hammond did this kind of like 25 years ago. Uh-huh. Or like Kirk Franklin, surely you know Stomp, right?
Yeah.
But I think for some people, it's literally, and Mary's husband is involved in this too.
Oh.
Erica Campbell's husband did production on one of the songs, I think. But yeah, for a lot of white people, it is like,
they're like, wow, you should
gospel music
them.
Is yeah, good.
Like, yeah. You've never heard of this gospel music. It's like Aretha Franklin. Like.
Did you know you put gospel music with other stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Kanye's doing it. Yeah.
I know, I'm dragging myself.
Drag myself, daddy.
This is me.
Selah. All the songs are under three.
All my favorite
is this the Chick-fil-A
songs?
One?
No.
No,
Selah, I like. Selah was the most like Jesus to me with those drums of like, oh shit, yeah, what's right. about to happen?
Yeah.
God is king, we the soldiers. Oh, okay. Ultra beam out the solar. When I get to heaven's gate, I ain't gotta peek over.
Really? To heaven's
when
gate?
When I scream at the chauffeur, I'm just focused. Put a lean out slower. Got us clean out of soda. Before the flood, people judge. They did the same thing to Noah.
Oh, I love Noah. Love being compared to Noah. I used to compare myself to Noah all the time.
I did it earlier today.
I'm Noah.
Oh, I'm overflowing this coffee. There's a flood. I'm like the Noah of Java.
John 8:36.
To whom the sun set free is free indeed. He say the wretch like me. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, this.
Now I want you to imagine John Piper getting ready for a day of preaching. Put on his musty
like American
old
Psycho.
Oh my gosh. Coming.
Open the Bible.
The glory of God.
Yeah, Craig.
Desiring God.
Coffee cup.
.com
Jumping up and down.
Women do not belong in the pulpit.
God, this is beautiful.
This is really nice.
I liked it. My general take on the album is that it's, I don't think there's any song here that's
even with the bitter cup. But gave my brothers a drink up. Did everything but gave up. Stab my back, I came front. Still we win, we prayed up. Even when we die, we raise up. Ain't no want, no, we need it.
Basically, any song on here that has choir is my favorite song.
Sure. Which is only a few.
Yeah, it's on the whole.
But it's like scattered. This is the product, this album, it's 27 minutes long.
Oh, it is?
You could listen to it four times in 2 hours.
It's so short.
Yeah.
It's so short. And it truly is the product of someone for whom music is not the most important thing in their lives.
It's the message.
They have, well, maybe. But it's also their kids, their wife, their shoes, their design, Jack Dorsey's approval, the president's approval. Mm-hmm. And then music is just one of like 20 silos that they feed into. It's not like My Dark Twisted Fantasy where it's like, I'm going to go to an island and make the greatest album ever for like 8 months. So it's always going to feel tossed off, which also I think is unavoidable at 42.
Mm-hmm. I liked how it was kind of like, there was like an 80s Stranger Things vibe to it. But I have to go. I just want everybody to know.
Wait, did you
press
stop?
No, don't sign off like that.
No,
wait, is there a song you want us to play from the album to play you out?
Oh yeah, I want to be played out too.
This closed on actually, Sunday.
Yeah, obviously. Closed on Sunday. Closed on Sunday.
You're my Chick-fil-A, Alyssa.
Alyssa, we love you.
And that, I love you, but you're problematic. But tasty.
I love you guys. Closed on Sunday. All right, I'm heading to Chick-fil-A.
I'll see you soon.
Yeah, just go to the one on the way out. But it's not peak hours right now, so you should be good. As for Darren, he'll give you, tell him you know me, and he'll give you a good deal.
Be like, are you checking on Kevin?
You know he doesn't live here, right? You my Chick-fil-A. Okay, so this is
like his dumbest lyric in this in the books.
No, I would say it's on par with Scoopity Poop.
Scoopity Scoop.
Wait, have you not heard that
song?
That's
a Poopity actual Scoop song.
Oh boy.
Bye. Bye, like Alyssa. A funny video of North singing that.
Bye, Chick-fil-A.
Bye.
Okay,
poopity scoopity poop.
You hear it in this song though, but he's when he talks about his daughters, uh-huh, he's like, protect them from vipers, and when his sons is like, train them to defeat.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a pretty binary understanding of
like what kids are supposed to.
Mm-hmm. I know, he is such a father of daughters.
He's such a father of daughters.
It's like not even. But Closed on Sunday, you have to imagine that every like, not to name names, but every like hacky Christian comedian out based out of Atlanta or somewhere in the South is like, this is manna from heaven. For them, where it's like, oh, Kanye's doing like a Chick-fil-A song. Oh, but I could do a parody on Instagram and get.
You don't even need to parody it. A million. Right,
I know, there's nothing to parody, really.
Christian. Right.
Okay, so this reminded me of when I get extra rings in Sonic.
As your Lord and Savior, I replied, that's your love, that neighbor, not the bad. I'm a rat, that's on God. His light shine the brightest in the dark.
I do like, there's some unavoidable like rock star things that you'll find in all of music culture. So this is a song in which he does sing, the IRS wants they 50 plus our tithe. Man, that's over half the pie.
Yes.
So he continues in this long tradition of like George Harrison writing Taxman for the Beatles, where it's like just like rich guys.
Rich guy complaints. Yeah. Yes. I was listening to one of his like sermons, and mm-hmm, he was talking about like, you know, when in the media they start saying stuff about you, oh, and you gosh, need to you need to pray about it. Oh. And I was like, oh, not relatable anymore. I'm sorry.
That doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen to us.
It just doesn't.
Oh. I like water.
Water is my favorite one.
Water is my favorite.
It's the most like grooving, chilling,
like a full song.
Yes, and it doesn't feel like a half thought. Well, musically, maybe it's lyrically, pretty. It does a little bit.
This is pretty. Let's see where it goes. He's also such a bad singer. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, so he does sound like shit.
I was like, wait, excuse, I think I just like haven't heard him without autotune in so long.
I always forget,
like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
But even with, like, even like 808.
So bad.
So bad.
Yeah.
And then his choir leader is like doing seven.
Yeah,
oh, that's what singing sounds.
Also, here, Caroline,
like,
here's our favorite refrain. Like a newborn. It feels like an obsession at this point.
Poor North. That's a lot of fresh.
She's gonna have to bear a lot of.
She's got like her mother who is like, destroy your body in order to be beautiful, and then your father.
Yeah,
like, you're
to say
pure.
The least.
Hey, is this a good pitch? Like a fictionalized version of both of them, but cut to 25 years in the future, uh-huh, and a fictionalized version of Blue Ivy. And a fictionalized version of Northwest have to become friends after having absolute trauma.
Insane life.
Can you imagine the things they are going to say
Blue
in 30
Ivy
years?
And Northwest. Are they even friends? Do you, like, I never see them pictured together.
Yeah, are they friends? Like, are those couples friends?
I have only seen, like, one photo, I feel like, that circulated
with
of
Beyonce,
yeah,
and Jay-Z.
Yeah,
and
because
Kim
it was
Kanye.
Always like a who's, you know, yeah, like, who's more powerful, basically.
Wait, and Kanye and Jay-Z used to be pals. Like, they made that
album.
Well,
he produced
together, right?
Him, yeah.
Yeah, and he produced him. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
But I think it's, like, a power thing.
Yeah.
For Kim and Beyonce.
Yeah.
Oh, to, like, keep separated?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Like, two, you know.
Yeah, their brands
moguls.
Would be too-
Yeah, the brand clash. Can't. Yeah.
Have fun in therapy, Blue.
I'm so sorry. I think it's Kanye? Or is it some? I think it's someone else.
It's Aunt Clemens.
Thank you, Aunt Clemens. It's really pretty.
Fred Hammond's on this.
There's the part where he's like, Jesus, save us. Jesus, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. That's that part.
Jesus, give me food.
Oh, this is nice. Uh-huh.
Jesus, flow through us. Jesus, heal the bruises. Jesus, clean the music. Jesus, please use us. Jesus, please help. Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus. Like and fave. Jesus, subscribe. Jesus.
This part kind of makes me emotional.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
The repetition?
Yeah, there's something about the repetition and just like... It sounds like the prayers that everyone's saying
sure.
from their own seats.
All the prayers.
Yeah,
going
all
up.
The praise. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's all the like these conflicting things of like Jesus save us, Jesus leave me. Like
I love
all those
that
things.
Interpretation.
It's really pretty.
And
yeah.
So hearing it vocalized by someone that you don't usually hear it vocalized from is kind of like, oh, we're not that different.
The cadence and okay. the like
yeah.
the building and all of that.
That's
it's really
beautiful.
Pretty. Yeah. It's really like the song.
Yeah.
Hey, pure as a newborn daughter over here. Caroline's farts.
She's crying. My tears are like a newborn daughter.
I wish. You might have a newborn daughter one day.
Oh
at which point
gosh.
You'll have to acknowledge that women
fuck
are people.
That. Yeah.
Did you say fuck that? Wait, have we talked about this on the show that Caroline does?
Oh, go ahead.
Caroline wants her children to call her dad.
Oh, yeah.
Call me dad. I'm your dad.
Daddy.
Daddy.
That would be really cool.
Daddy.
Who
is this? Goddess?
This is Goddess.
Okay.
I don't know. I think this is a sample.
It is.
Yeah, it's not.
Sounds familiar.
It's not a guest verse. But he sounds like ass on this.
Praise the Lord. Worship Christ.
Like, does he want to rap anymore?
That's nice.
He ran out of breath. I don't want to know again.
He's very nasally, yeah.
Every time I look up, I see God's faithfulness. And it shows just how much he is miraculous.
Oh, my goodness.
He's into spiritual warfare stuff,
so
too.
He's so hardcore.
Like the devil.
There's yeah. devil stuff and then just like soldiers. And I mean, Jesus walks feels even like
yeah.
we're marching in
yeah,
the Lord's army stuff.
Right, yeah.
In and of itself.
His enemies are people that don't like him wearing a Trump hat.
Yep. Which
and
is
the media.
A wide swath of people.
Maybe that's why he relates to Trump too. Well, I guess that's kind of what Alyssa said. It's like, the media is so yeah. against me. It's like, why?
Okay. We have to talk about this. You faith talk.
Blindfolded on this road. Watch me. Who's this?
This is Clips.
Oh.
They got back together for
oh,
this song.
Old?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then... Kenny G.
Oh, yeah, Kenny G.
No way. Right. My mind just exploded. This is Clips, Kenny G, and Kanye. And
I mean, together back again, alas, right?
And the sample.
It's what it we all like. Truly wanted.
And it's,
oh, yeah, I saw a concert video of this, and I thought Kenny G just did it like for that concert.
Well,
I forgot that it's like on this song.
He like bought him for Valentine's Day, right?
That's right. For Kim's Valentine's Day.
That was
Day,
the beginning
Graham,
of this.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, he owned Kenny G for a day.
Kenny G is like a very funny person.
He is.
I think he knows he's like ridiculous, and so
yeah.
he like plays
yeah.
into it.
That's why I'm like, is Kanye funny for being like absurdly not self-aware? He has these moments that I don't even think like he's funny despite himself or like it's fun to laugh at him, but
uh-huh.
I'm like, he is funny,
yeah,
right?
He's a unique character. He's
like.
His own like yeah actual character human being.
We get Fred Hammond on Hands On.
Oh, I don't think I knew that was that him when I was listening.
Yeah, let me get to him.
Like this.
Make it feel like nobody loved me. They'd be the first.
Oh, this is an important light here.
Ask for advice and they dissed him. Said I'm finna do a gospel album. What have you been hearing from the Christians? They'd be the first one to judge me. Make it feel like nobody loved me. They'd be the first one to judge me.
Truly, as we said in the first half, they're the first ones to be like, you're our new king! We love you!
Well, Carmen's on the fence. You need some time with him.
I have to discern first before I let Kanye open for me on my tour. is what it feels like. It's such a slight album for what it purports to be. You know what I mean?
It got so much, like attention. And then it's, I'll say like my thought about it was, I almost thought it was going to be more Christian, like more intense. But I was surprised by how it's still Kanye talking and it's still him like talking about just his life. And he's not, I guess I thought him, I thought he was going to be more of like sermon machine on this. And he was still, he's still like talking about Chick-fil-A and like his wife and you know, taxes and stuff like that. And the music
is more choir too.
Beautiful. I want more choir. Yeah.
For sure.
And, but a lot of it was really pretty. And I kind of like that it was succinct. Like, that feels like a gift sometimes in this day and age of long albums. It's nice.
Thank you
like...
for listening to this hour and a half podcast about a 27-minute album.
Stay tuned for another hour.
Yeah, this is first of a four-part series, and we hope you like all of them equally.
But like you said, it kind of is a toss-off, but also I think it's nice because that means it was just like edited down to like... probably the best of what his Sunday service concerts are.
Maybe.
Oh, it's really? Nice.
Well, that's what's so funny is like you hear like, oh, it was supposed to come out 3 weeks ago and it got delayed because he's still tinkering with it. And it's
no,
like,
no, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
And it's so, it's interesting to take the pulse of music writers and critics and journalists and people like you, Ashley, that grew up with
obsessed.
Him and are so, yeah, and are obsessed. And the way it shifted from 2019, even to as recently ago as like 2015 or whenever Pablo came out, where now when Kanye drops something, it's less like, oh gosh, what a special moment. I'm going to give my time to this. And so many music writers, I saw them share the sentiment of, it's like homework now where it's like, okay, we have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because he does exist in the space and the culture where this will just be a conversation piece. But like, Craig Jenkins and other people like Vulture and the Ringer. Now it's like, okay, I guess we have to dissect this and give this our time.
Like, otherwise, they don't think it's worthwhile to talk about it too much.
Musically, now Kanye, because there was a moment kind of like the Beatles or other stuff where the best thing and the most popular thing were the same thing. And Kanye did exist in that space for a little bit. And maybe from like College Dropout through Dark Twisted Fantasy, maybe Yeezus if you were into that, but even that's kind of an aberration. And now it's like, it's hard to think of a good analogy. Almost like legacy rock acts when you get first past that first like amazing seven or eight albums and then it's like, ooh, And then he like had a pretty content life and made another album. And it's different. You're just writing from a different place. It all comes from a different place. But you you sent me this really interesting piece about respectfully how the bipolar diagnosis affects spirituality by a writer on From Fade.
And the writer has bipolar 2, I believe, which is the more intense.
Sorry, not Fade, it's Vibe. Okay. It's from Kiana Fitzgerald, and the title of the article is Kanye West, Jesus is King, and the Unspoken Bipolarism in Between.
Oh, boy.
And it was a really interesting...
send me that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just a good dissection of how... things we've talked about on the show, like feeling X in the spiritual mountaintop high moments, how the highs and lows of a bipolar, of living with bipolar disorder can play into those things pretty evenly. Like it can slot in pretty well to, oh, this is so intense and this is everything right now.
Yeah.
I honestly, none of us can speak to it. You can check out the article yourself.
Yeah. Well, a thing that she put to the readers that I thought was kind of like a like maybe just helpful, I think, in understanding maybe some of Kanye's like whole MO was that of like when you're in the manic stage, maybe like you feel like you're the messenger to the world and you are really connected to everyone and you love people, and you also feel like this overwhelming sense that I need to tell people blank, you know, and so when you slot that into
Christianity,
that like goes hand in hand. Like that's what we want people to be like.
Yeah,
it's like
that's
we
literally
all want to be evangelists. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it like it just fits well with I think how Kanye and the way he's talking about things too. And again, like you don't want to speculate on someone's like mental illness versus their sincere held faith beliefs. Oh, and I thought the writer did a good job of like, I want the like clinicians and the pastors to meet in the middle and be like, there's a space to be both bipolar and kind of intense about things and also really have a faith.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can I read that part of it?
Yes, thank you.
She said, I wholeheartedly believe in science, doctors, and psychiatry, but I've yet to find a treatment team that is willing to balance spiritual encounters with the clinical. I'm typically told to forget that mumbo jumbo. Just take your pills and get back in line with society. Parenthetical, some doctors are nicer than others, but this is always the underlying message. As with any condition, perception is a slippery slope, but to ignore the thoughts and observations that bipolar people feel they legitimately experience is to push them away from medical insights and drive them strictly towards faith and religion.
Wow. Oh, that's so well put.
Because it then people do feel like they have to belong to one camp or another.
Yeah, because if you're going to like a doctor that's just completely denying your whole reality, and then in the church, which is like your reality is everything, you know, like you'll probably go to the one that's more friendly to you. Yeah.
Can I play my favorite song on the album?
Please.
Thought it was Poop-dee-dee water. Scoop. Scoop dee dee whoop. Whoop
dee scoop dee poop. Poop-dee, scoop-dee, scoop-dee, this is a real song.
Have you never heard this? Whoopity scoop whoop poop. Poop dee dee whoop scoop. Poop. Poop. Scoop dee dee whoop. Whoop dee dee scoop. I mean, maybe this is helpful context for what we're talking about.
I think this like really ties a nice bow on everything we've.
Yes.
Yes.
How long does this go on?
Well, I did find a 10-hour video.
Did you loop it? Okay.
Of just that.
Have you seen that video that the guy is like in a recording studio and he's just like, boom, 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 and he like keeps going it and people put a caption of like my butt in the office.
Oh my God. This
is great. Anyway, it sounded like.
I do. And usually I don't like mashup stuff that much, or I think sometimes it can be cheap. Speaking of somebody who's like done it.
Done a lot.
I think it's actually a cheap form.
But there was one from the VMAs from 4 years ago I still think about called Sign Yay. Oh. And someone just took one of his unscripted rants and put the Jerry Seinfeld theme under it. And it sounds, again, I think he is funny. And it sounds like he's doing stand-up.
I still don't understand award shows. This arena tomorrow, it's going to be a completely different setup. Some concert, something like that. How could you explain that? It crosses my mind a little bit like when I go to a baseball game.
It's such a perfect transition.
After that night, the stage was gone. No. I don't understand it, bro.
What's it called? Sign Yay?
Sign Yay. At Seinfeld 2000, tweet that out. Any other songs we want to talk about before we rate the album? Perhaps. I mean, we got all the water from the rocks that we need. Honestly, if the album was more like the short film, it'd be a much more pleasurable experience.
You just had a concert too, right?
Yes.
Here in LA.
Yeah, at the Forum.
Yeah.
But also, one thing, and there's a few samples of old gospel songs on this album, but in the film, they just do actual old gospel songs, as well as like a couple of his. And,
well, that's
and a
what I wish
new...
the album was.
Yeah.
I kind of wish it was just all choir gospel stuff.
Yeah. I mean, Snoop Dogg put one out a year or two ago.
He did?
Yeah. People seem to enjoy that.
Oh.
But
he's
again.
Converted too?
Yes,
or,
I believe
so. Oh, really?
So. Yeah, Snoop Dogg, what's it called?
Who knew?
What?
Well, God knew. What's his called? It's called, Snoop Dogg Presents Bible of Love.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, what is this?
Church, say amen. Could everyone please open up your Bibles and turn to the chapter of love?
This isn't a gospel album.
Okay.
I think it might be.
Ooh, this.
No, there's like legit people in here. The Clark sisters, Ty Tribbett, Kim Burrell. Yeah, this is.
How did I miss this?
This is for real. Patti LaBelle. Oh my God.
I got so high.
Okay, who's the next person you want to see do a gospel album? I got an answer. It might be problematic, but I got mine.
A rapper?
I think Kelly Clarkson would do a great gospel album.
Yeah.
She's got the range. Absolutely. She's an icon.
She's got the range.
She can do the
runs.
And she's got the runs. She does like a karaoke cover every day on her new talk show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which
she
like
starts singing.
I mean, but they're all good.
Her voice is beautiful.
Her covers,
I love her.
Good.
So I actually love Kelly Clarkson. I don't know why I said actually. I love her. So I do love her. I feel like she's another person, like American Idol days back when I used to watch. Like, yeah. Oh. She's so
she's
sweet.
Evergreen.
And she's also like Kanye. I feel like she's gotten like a ton of criticism, a lot, you know, just like a
for
lot.
Like problematic stuff or just
yeah,
like,
just like with her weight and like,
oh, well that,
you know,
yeah,
and
that
like
sucks.
Being
just
yeah.
like body shaming.
I know,
for
it's
reason.
So bad, but yeah. I feel like she's such a good soul.
Have you heard her cover of We Found Love by Rihanna? Because
no.
it is no. a good.
Really?
Oh, what yeah.
is, okay.
Maybe Rihanna will come out with a
God,
gospel
if Rihanna
album.
Came out with a gospel album.
I don't think you want her to come out with a gospel album.
Why? Why wouldn't I want that?
It feels too. I think you like the chaos and mm-hmm. the kind of mischief of Rihanna's brand and image.
Yeah, it would be really sincere.
Gospel's too
one.
Reverent.
Yeah, it's too,
it, right?
It's too, yeah.
But,
it, but if uh-huh. she's like layering over it Kanye style with just like her
yeah.
own like blah blah blah.
Well,
cool.
yeah, if you go back through her journey as well,
yeah.
I feel like it would
She's
make sense.
Super Christian.
Is she?
Yes.
What?
People forget this all the
See?
Time, but she posts on her Instagram all the time, like her daily devotional stuff, and it's straight up like trust in God for all
wow.
things and he will deliver you. Like it's
yeah.
She's really Christian.
But then her album is all like very dark and like her album, her music is like, and that brand, like,
yeah, I feel like she's
dark,
like
edgy.
Very
demonic,
sex positive.
Demonic.
Whoa,
Ashley, hey, come on now.
She's just like
Did
a
somebody
super...
say demonic.
Oh, get out of here. No, oh, there's no demons for you to punch. Demon freezing. But yeah, she's just like a super sex positive Christian.
Yeah.
I think that's what she is.
That's her brand.
It kind yeah. of is.
She was a little sex witch before Jamie Lee Finch or whatever.
Yep, that's true. That's
well, what, isn't one of her most popular tweets like, not today, Satan, or
uh-huh.
like,
oh.
I cast you out by the power of Christ, and then it's the Apostles' Creed in a thread form.
Whoa.
It's all of the Gospel of Luke. Thread.
She loves like Martin Luther.
Okay, I say Kelly Clarkson. You say Rihanna.
I say Rihanna.
Okay, who do you say?
Thank you for backing me up. This isn't a great answer. It's just the one that's coming to mind. But Ariana Grande also has the pipes, and I'm kind of curious how that would go.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I wonder.
She's a little young.
She's a little young. Yeah, she needs some. She needs some seasoning.
But she's on her way.
Yeah, I don't want a
Home
gospel
Girl
album
is on
from,
her
a,
way.
From a child.
No, I, yeah.
From like a little preteen.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
I mean, it's a good pick.
It's
I don't
just
mean to
came,
poop on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just like,
I'm
like
so
I,
sorry.
Actually, I hate Thank it. It's a like... stupid answer.
I don't mean to.
Scoop dee dee whoop. Whoop dee dee scoop.
I can't.
Whoop dee dee scoop poop.
Believe it.
I would think that that would be your favorite
song ever. I'm gonna
have
to remove that from my mind. Take away from water.
Well, let's rate the album then. The way this works, actually, we give it a holy roast, toast, or a space between toast. Thumbs up. We're gonna send Kanye and all of the Sunday Service Choir to heaven.
Oh man.
Holy roast, we send them to hell.
Ooh.
Where apparently Kanye believes that's where people go, and he believes that's a real thing.
And he's really into that.
Or if we're not sure one way or the other, we're going to send them to...
The space between.
Purgatory.
Mm.
We'll start with Caroline.
Okay. I like this album. I liked it more than I think I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely a little discombobulated. It's a little all over the place, but there's such a real good beauty in there. And I think it might just be the choir uh-huh. on me. Honestly, that might just be that effect. But I think it's kind of lovely. And when he's not talking about taxes.
Or daughters.
Like, or daughters or most things. Like he's sort of inching towards something that's true and mm-hmm. universal and kind of cool. So yeah, I liked it.
Oh.
Holy toast.
Wow.
Holy toast.
Yeah.
Natasha.
Okay. Guys, I think, you know, I am enjoying the journey and watching this all unfold. And for me, the album feels like a little bit of like just supplementary, you know, materials.
It's like a souvenir
oh.
from a theme park almost.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the theme park, right?
Okay.
So I was going to give it a roast. But I'm going to send it to
Purgatory. Space Between.
Space Between.
Yeah.
Purgatory, yeah. Because it's not enough It's not enough content for me. It didn't blow my top. I'm enjoying watching the live versions of all of these way more than the album. Interesting. Itself.
It's a strange. I could see that too. And it's just a strange reckoning that someone who truly was the absolute best at what they did is now just a guy who kind of makes some stuff, and some of it's good, some of it's bad.
Yeah,
it's like a humanizing moment.
Where looking at this larger timeline of Kanye as you have,
sure.
Where do you place this, and where do you see him going next?
Oh my God!
Will he actually stay Christian?
Yeah,
like he's
threatening?
Do you
think he'll stay in this vein, or do you think he'll like go back or progress into like?
Because everyone who's ever
Kanye.
Done a detour always comes back. Dylan came back. They all seem to come back.
What do you think, though,
I
as
feel
a historian?
Like, I feel like this is it depends. Yeah, we'll see. It's kind of weird to like pair it with like the political landscape, too. You know, like what is going to have if it's going to have an effect on his like album, you know, what happens with the presidency and stuff. Ooh, yeah. I don't know. I think that the Christianity, like this whole turn and this coming back to Christ is like, I think it's going to stay, but I think his music and like his content is always going to be wild and like, you know, Kanye-ish, which can or cannot be like, you know.
Yeah, well, it's hard to predict, I suppose, what he's going to do.
A whirling
right. You're like, this will always be a part of his music, but he may not always stay in this gospel
space. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Or a part of, like, him as a person, now that he's a family man with, like, 10 kids.
10? he wants 10 kids. He talked about in interviews. He's like,
I thought they said just 4, and then they'd be done.
Well, he says, I want 5 now.
Yeah, it's North, Saint,
and Chicago.
Psalm, and Chicago.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're right. Maybe it was two
are biblical names. Two are geographical.
Huh.
What's the next one going to be? Jerusalem?
A
biblical geographical name?
And then Compass.
Bethlehem and Compass. Well,
Compass. I like that name.
Compass is kind of cute.
Before I give my rating, I just want to talk about some things I love.
Jesus Christ. I love Christianity. I love the Sistine Chapel.
And I love the Sunday service choir.
Yes.
I don't know if I love Kanye at the center of it. They can just kind of go off and do their own thing with their choir leader.
The sample.
I'll even watch them if they're in a plane with Corden. If I have to, I'll do it.
Wow.
I'll watch it. So I'll give this a light toast. Mm. It's a light toast, but it's getting a toast for sure from me. Because it is just it's a fascinating theme park to visit, and it's an interesting souvenir to take away. I'm not going to re-listen to it like I re-listened to, you know, Power or Stronger, you know, like the actual good, great songs, but it's it's an interesting curio from an interesting time. So
interesting time. Wow, guys.
The most interesting
time.
We're
experiencing
it. In the middle of
it. We're in it.
Mm-hmm.
In the thick of it.
Maybe he's like just a better visual artist at this point.
All right, well, you can give it a roast or toast at Christian Fun Pod. Get out there and...
Pokemon, go to the polls.
Ballers? Oh, it's not on this one. Because I'm running it from the laptop today, so I don't have all my clippies at the ready.
Sorry.
All right, time to wrap up this little Saturday, this little Wednesday service, if you're listening to this the day it comes out.
Ooh.
Bring it down, dim the lights, all of the lights, and
cool.
Ashley, we're going to lift stuff up. We'll lift up for Alyssa Sabo. Follow her at Alyssa Sabo everywhere. What a delight. Always clowning around on Twitter and Instagram. Mostly Instagram.
She's fun. She's my favorite.
What a treat, right?
Yeah, it was so fun.
Yeah, she's like a good... She's truly like a salt to any social situation. Like. Makes it better.
Yeah, delicious.
And I'm like a milk to any situation.
And I'm like a curdled cheese. Oh, it's chunky. Why is it chunky?
Ew!
It's cottage cheese now.
Neutralizing effect.
No, I think you're a great spice any because you are discerning about how much of yourself you make available in whatever scenario, because you know too much would ruin the dish and not enough would be boring.
Oh, wow.
So I feel you're just right, Goldilocks style.
Do me.
Do Ashley.
Ooh.
I Actually, I think it's the sugar.
Okay.
That's, oh yeah, I see that. I see that.
You make
for sure.
everything like just sweeter, tastier. I'm a huge sugar fan.
Diabetic.
So, yeah.
Diabetic.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, it's just because
you're
amount.
Bad for me, Ashley.
Yeah, yeah.
You're bad and I'm addicted.
We turn it to Caroline.
Lift me up. At Caroline's Farts on Twitter and Instagram. The item I want to lift up this week is Parasite. It's a really great movie. Go in. Don't know anything about it. Just go watch it. If it's still in your theaters nearby, it's fantastic. It's
very
so good.
Nice.
Yes.
Wow.
Your turn.
Turn it to Ashley. Oh. Your turn. I've been hosting this wrong. Your turn.
lift me up at Ashley Crystal.
Hey.
On Instagram. Oh, okay. Oh,
It doesn't have to be media. It can be a person. It can be a concept. It can be Calvinism as a concept.
Oh. It's a new book by Ta-Nehisi Coates that I just got. And
so random.
Oh, it's good.
I know. But now I'm blanking on the name, so that's terrible.
Just look up her new book.
The Water.
It's definitely a man.
It's a man. Oh, no. You know what? We're not here to do chores for you.
The Water Dancer's
the
name.
Thank you. Yeah. Water Dancer. Yeah.
Ta-Nehisi Coates. I love her.
I love her so much. She's so good. Her and her twin.
My best.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be mean.
Her twin sister.
It's just fun because you're trying to save her. And you're like, oh, whatever she wrote. And it's like, uh-oh.
That's my favorite
kind of oof.
And I oof, truly.
And I oof.
Lift me up at Kevin T. Porter everywhere. You can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere. Blah, blah, blah. Patreon.com/goodchristianfun. Every review you leave, we donate $1 to charity. This month's charity is...
We got a new one for y'all. It's actually Church Clarity is doing an Indiegogo to raise funds to redo their website. We talk about Church Clarity all the time because they're a really good resource if you want to find out if your local church is secretly anti-gay or doesn't allow women in leadership. They have a ton of volunteers that do the homework and like find the sermon that explains their points, because a lot of churches aren't upfront and they'll just say everyone is welcome and doesn't actually mean that. They need more bandwidth and they were running out of space to keep adding churches, and so they needed the cash to start their website up. So anyway, we reference them all the time. I thought we should definitely support their Indiegogo and let you guys know. You can go and you can support yourself if you just go to churchclarity.org and click there.
It feels like a vital tool to navigating church stuff in 2019.
And they've been really pivotal in even in some press stuff too, of like holding certain leaders' feet to the fire about like what they're actually saying.
Yeah.
And then they have to actually clarify their point and what they think, and that's really helpful. Mm. Yeah.
Get them.
Yeah. We're here to cancel you.
Well, and they do toe the line of being like, we're not here to actually change their policies. We just want them to be honest about it so you don't hurt people years down the line. And I think that's fair.
Clarity is reasonable.
Absolutely. Clarity is reasonable.
Ashley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks,
Ghost of Alyssa Sabo, thank you so much
thank
for joining
you,
us.
You were great.
Oh, you're welcome. Is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
There's nothing left to say except for when all pods people say to
Amen.
Wait a minute. I'm on Spotify right now. I just found this playlist.
Oh, no.
It's Caroline Ely Sex Mix.
What?
Sex mix.
Wow. Merry
Make
sex mix
in
to
here.
Us all.
Nate, I'm ready.
Ew.
Ew.
All right. We'll see you next week. Bye.
My cat scratch card that you're touching.
Now imagine Scoopity Poop in like 10-part choir harmony.
Whoopity scoop whoop poop. Poop diddy whoop scoop. Poop. Poop.
That was a HeadGum podcast.